I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by AG1 by Athlete. You got it.
I got it, dude.
Let's go.
I got it with
dude.
Me every day. Keep AG1, that fang
so
on.
Do I, dude. I woke up this morning. This isn't even part of the read. Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Not before the alarm.
Dude.
And I'm not saying that's because of athletic. I was just like, what's up? Let's go get some things done.
Your body was like, we need that AG1 to start
now
the day.
But I always hear that like older people, they're like, that get up at 5 a.m. and go to bed at 5 p.m. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to really happen for me.
No, I'm not doing that.
Crazy.
Yeah, wake up when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying AG1 has been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. Every scoop, it's a scoop of powder you put in water.
Yep.
Pretty easy. Comes in a bottle.
It's
shake
delightful.
It up. Gang, gang. I don't do the. I'm not a pill guy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
No.
I never could get into the protein multivitamin pills.
Yep. There's too many of them. There's too many supplements to keep track of, and like this puts it all into one thing for.
Throw it all together in some powder. Get yourself. What is that? Like a how much? How many? A quart? No, I don't know.
It's like 12 ounces of water.
I don't know how to measure.
Neither
I know. A 2 liter. I know a 2 liter.
Yeah.
A 20 ounce. Remember they had, when did 20 ounces start? Remember they were,
I have no idea what that is.
It's off track.
Can't measure like amounts of water or amounts of people. It's like 5,000 people or it's 500,000.
Yeah. How many people are at this show? I don't know. 5,000?
Yeah.
There were 40.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
More than 10.
Yeah. What we can measure is every scoop of eight. Look at that.
Nice,
it's
dude.
Seamless.
Well done.
Packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, the highest quality that give me major benefits, gut and mood support, boosted energy. Let's go. And even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. If people are noticing, hey, the podcast seems to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's because of our content, nor am I going to say it's not because of AG1.
Mm-hmm. And I would say the healthier skin, hair, and nails, I've noticed
that. Yeah,
for sure.
Because people compliment me on it.
Yep.
One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy, mood support, making it easier to live your best life. Don't ask me. Ask my girlfriend. Ask her. Yeah, like, dude, he's crushing it right now. He's doing the whole thing. I think they're going to have to pay extra for this ad. This man is crushing the whole thing.
AG1.
He's going to be on
get
10.
Get some.
Get some. Boom. You want to read the call to action?
Sure. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, as easy as you just saw me take them, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
Boom.
So go to athleticgreens.com/net positive. That's athleticgreens.com/net positive. Check it out.
Boom. I would say, dude, I think Athletic Greens might have been part of, I feel like to date, your most unbelievable clip of all time last week.
Which one was that?
The Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
The fishizzle clip.
It was unbelievable. Did we clip that?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Did that go out yet?
That's a crazy.
I don't think that one's out. It's out by now if people see
this. You should be proud of that. You should
put
your name on that.
I like that one a lot.
I go, dang,
I'm
going to
post that one.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
My bizzle.
My bizzle. Anyway, dude, we're just back from the state of North Carolina.
How was your weekend?
Good to be back. Unbelievable, dude. I went to, I took in all the shows. We were in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is unbelievable. I was making a joke. It's a military town.
Yeah.
And it's like very, you know, the term like depressed, but not like mood, like a city's like depressed, like it's not vibrant and growing,
yes.
You know, like the, in terms of like the town, not mentally, just like it's not like, and I go, man, and it's a big military town. And I go, if you're like, you know, how people distinguish like active duty military and then military.
Yes.
I go, everyone down here is active duty. Like it's so tough that you're
yeah. Yeah. It's a different feel.
If you live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are active duty.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get shot at a Bojangles at any time.
Everybody's active duty.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, everybody down here is active duty.
Time served, life.
They thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. That's good.
We go to these like cities and like everybody, every other comedian's going to like New York and LA and like Boston, Chicago. Not me. He's sending us out to Cleveland, Mississippi.
Nice.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the shows are wild. Dude. You got to come out.
I got to get out before. I know. I feel like the tour is flying by.
You got to get out. You got to get out. We did.
We'll pick a date.
Yeah, we'll get out to one. We did. I went to Charlotte, North Carolina. Everybody from Charlotte, please don't be upset with me. Don't email in, say we're offended. I went to this little local spot for lunch on Saturday. It was right down the street from my hotel, and I was feeling it. I was just feeling it. I go, you know what? I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nice, dude.
Dude, it's good.
Nice. It's good. It is.
That's Chili's is on in on every block because it's good.
Yes.
And it was okay. Here's my thing. And I bet someone has covered this before. Attention, everyone, every waiter and waitress across the board. Write down the order. Write down the order, dude. I mean, have you ever worked as a waiter?
No.
I never have. Have you, Keely? Nobody in here? All right. Somebody, great. We did the same thing with the tipping. Mm-hmm. I go, we're on this side of tipping, but if you're on the other side of tipping, explain it to us.
Yeah.
And we will meet in the middle.
Yep.
And I've been in for the last 2.5 months. I've enjoyed thoroughly not tipping. But places that require tip, I tip. Anybody would tell you, I tipped 100%. I did it.
Right. Told the Chili story.
Yeah, but any type of iPad tipping I'm out on.
Right.
And I go find zero because I've been empowered by this podcast.
Right.
And that's the net positive. Really?
For us.
For everybody. They I've been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hey, John, I don't think you were right on that. You explain it like this. And I go, oh, that makes sense. And I never, for all the months that we were doing the tipping thing, I never heard one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
No.
Like, here's why. I heard the opposite a million times.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, if you're on the other side of tipping, just tell it to us and we'll do it.
Yeah.
The writing down the order, what do you think is going to happen? If I own a business, I'm going to be like, dude, do you want to come? You want to work for us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was so impressive. Like, mm-hmm. It causes everyone anxiety. And I was ordering by myself. And if it's like it's a Buffalo Wild Wings. Here's what I go. I go, I want 10 bone-in wings.
Hold on. Let me get a pen. Hold on. I got a.
Thank you. Already. There's 10 bone-in wings is already too distinct. You could already go wrong twice.
Yep.
Because you could pick the wrong number. Nice. And you could pick bone-in, bone-out.
Right.
So you're already like 10 bone-in.
Are you thinking about this afterwards? Or was this like you thought of this when you sat down and started ordering?
You know when I thought about this? When the order came out it was not even remotely close.
Were there other items or was that it?
That was it.
But just 10, was all you ordered?
No, I have more specifics on that order.
Okay, yeah.
So I go 10 bone in, so 10 traditional, 5 lemon pepper, 5 buffalo hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's already
a lot of variables.
A lot of variables. And then I said lightly sauced.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's like a...
I've already forgotten.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have
it. I go, dude, I'm not going to be impressed by if it comes. I'm going to be like, wow, that was an unnecessary risk.
Do you think it is a flex thing? Is it a waiter flex?
That's what I want to ask.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here to ask any waiter or waitress. Like, I think I could be wrong. I think it's like, you know, some jobs, like now everyone has Instagram and it's like, jobs that were just like jobs that in like the 50s and 60s, you were like proud to go to.
Yep.
You were like proud to support your family. Now everyone's in Mykonos and whatever the freaking place is down in Mexico that influencers go to.
Tulum.
Yeah, the annoying. I want to cuss already. I'm just feeling so. I'm checking myself to make sure I don't cuss.
I like the energy, dude.
It's like everybody's down there like, wah, like you. It's like, it's not cool to work at CVS.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very uncool to work at CVS, which I think that's what the internet has done for somebody to go, hey, I just drive. Ben Rector has an unbelievable song about the men that drive me places. It's
nice.
Lame to just drive Uber. Because every time you get in an Uber, what are they saying? Well, I own some real estate on the West Coast. Or, dude, I actually opening 2 restaurants. Well, why are you driving me across town for $7 then?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's everybody has to say they're on something else.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of everybody.
Yeah.
Same with like the girls that work like downtown on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Are crushing it.
Yeah.
If they make more than me. Mm-hmm. Probably not, but probably they not make, yet. Yeah, they make so much money.
More than most people.
Yes. And in any other like era of the world or any other country, you'd be just, dude, look at the size of this check.
Yeah.
You are royalty.
Yeah.
But it's not lame that you have to say, I do something else, mm-hmm. right? I am an artist, or because it's not as if it's not. I think I'm in defense of these. Like, it's you can just drive Uber.
Yeah.
And you should be proud of that.
Yeah.
Not, or just, you should be like, you don't have to like, I only do this on the weekends.
Well, it has nothing to do with who you are. I think it's not your identity. Because I think, and I'm speaking for somebody who like, I started doing my job as a side job to my full-time job way back in, 2016.
Yep.
And I was always the guy who was like, yeah, I sell commercial windows, but I wanted to be like, my identity is not window salesman. My identity is outside of that, which is also like still wrong to place it in that too. Different episode, but like,
I think that's a different tire pump.
Different tire pump.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it is. It's an
idea.
So you go,
the instant I went up on stage as a stand-up comic, I'm a stand-up comic.
Yes.
To everybody. Yes. I don't even know if this relates back to being a waiter, but the instant I was like, I'm a stand-up comedian. The instant I made 1 cent.
Yes.
Doing
your professional stand-up.
I had a job at working in a cubicle as a administrative assistant, mm-hmm. but that's not cool.
Right.
That was not before the internet, but it was before Tulum.
Yeah.
It was before the Tulum era.
Pre-Tulum.
It was pre-influencer era for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So I could be wrong, and I would love to hear from waiters and waitresses.
Well, I think you were trying to tie it back to like people being proud of their jobs.
Yeah.
And now
it's lame. So you were like, I'm posting, like, if you work at Buffalo Wild Wings, I could find your Instagram. Not one of them would have to do with Buffalo Wild Wings.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. It's definitely not in your bio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like,
find me waiting tables at B-Dubs.
I don't know.
That'd be sick, actually.
I'd be like, good, dude. Yeah. I'm a B-Dub. I work at B-Dubs. Now you're like, dude, this is proud of these lemon pepper wings about to send out.
Slinging wings.
That would be a wild.
That'd be sick.
Yo, we're not even, they don't even like, they're not the owner or the manager. They're just like.
Yeah, there's no commission tied to them posting about it.
You're like, watch me carry out six Cokes at one time.
Yes.
It's halftime of the game.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be like, dude, awesome. So, but I think it's like you see a lot of people at work at those type of jobs on their cell phones, kind of like, mm-hmm. I'm over this, right? So I think getting out a thing and being like attentive and like caring is like not cool.
You know what it is?
What?
It's the kid who takes notes in class.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Opposed to like the cool guy who sits down, he's like, I don't even bring a notebook. Like,
and he's like, lean back.
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not taking notes.
Like, so like, if, but he has no, like, we've done that a bunch. If I'm like, hey, I'm like very proud of this video. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I put in a lot of work. It's like, oh, lame. Yeah. What a nerd. Versus like, oh, dude, I just like shot that randomly and like it blew up. Mm-hmm. It's cooler.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think,
which is wild because the kid who takes notes in class gets better grades.
Way better grades.
And the waiter who takes your order down probably brings you the right order.
Yeah. I knew, first of all, when you are, we've already spent too much time on this topic, but when you are, when you go in as no paper waiter or waitress, there's no going back. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do a social experiment where you start in and just keep going until they go, hold on, I need to go get a pen and paper.
Nice.
That's a great way.
I like that a lot, actually.
Dude, yeah. Hold on. Because mm-hmm. they go, six. What if I go, I need 10 traditional wings, one lemon pepper, one blazing hot, one mild, one bone in. And then they go, you don't have this. You do not have. If you did, you would be Einstein.
Yeah.
But you work at Buffalo. Again, maybe I'm a part of the problem because I'm going to go, you work at Buffalo Wild Wings. But we've all worked in retail or fast food before. I just haven't been a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to like a, I guess the high end places, they write it down.
Yeah. I went to Eddie V's this weekend.
So did I.
Took Maggie out for a
they write it down. Did they write it down?
Wrote it down.
Yes, of course they
did.
Oh
yeah.
I went to
wrote it down and took notes like as soon as we arrived. Like they asked questions like, yeah. Is there an event or anything that you're in a rush to get to?
Do you have any,
this? Do
yeah,
we need
yeah,
to
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
keep this
Do
moving?
Do you have any allergies?
No. And they'll write that down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they're even writing it down, but they make me feel like they are.
Then that's what you want to feel like. You want to feel, it's like, it's not about the, it's about how they made you feel.
Right.
I mean, we went to Jack Ruby's or Jeff Ruby's or what is it?
Jeff
Ruby's. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wrote everything down.
Yep.
I want my-
And got it right.
Yeah, they. That's why they're in business, is because they get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And the wings came out. I guess it was 10. I didn't count, but there's no way that they wouldn't have. They don't have an 11 or a 9. So, it was 10. The most highly sauced wings. It was a bucket of sauce with wings in it.
Oh yeah,
that I had to literally pull out.
A side of wings.
Yeah, it was a side
a bowl of
wings.
Of sauce with a
bowl
side
of
wings.
Buffalo sauce. No lemon pepper to be seen.
Yeah. Just and all buffalo.
Not even in sight. I saw her come around. I go, shoot, shoot. And it's not one of those things that you go, hey, can I? Because you're like, dude, you're at Buffalo Wild. Like, if you go to Eddie V's, you get a $90 steak. Send that back.
Yeah.
Say, I want this to be right. I would like to be here. I'm
paying for this.
I'm invested. I'm already invested.
Yeah.
Sear this one up a little bit.
I watched
more.
You write it down. Let's check your notes.
Yeah. But you would be to go, hey, can I? And it's already been too long.
Right.
Can I?
So you just took it?
Yeah, dude. And I ate the fries and ate two wings.
Dang. So this ruined your meal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course. Yeah. But I was in, But do we do this?
Just write it down.
Sue Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
you Sue should. Buffalo Wild
yeah.
Wings.
Yeah. I heard their legal team's busy with something else right now, so you can probably sneak one in.
We're already in court.
Yeah.
And why, dude? And why do we have to play the? Why do we have to play the? Do you want a bag for that thing? Do you want to take that? Like, you're done with your. I said, and this might be a. Let me know if this is like a flex.
Yep.
You pay $20 to get satisfied, right?
Yeah.
So I've paid $20. If I'm satisfied with two wings or seven wings or 10 wings, that might be like a first world type situation. It probably is. But
I think it is.
But yeah. I'm catching myself, so I'm admitting it is. So then I'm allowed to.
Yep.
And then the waitress or waiter is doing this whole like, I'm offended.
Yeah.
I go, you had no part in this.
Right.
The cook is back there. Seven meals already past this, he's not going to be like, hey, the only guy only ate half his burger. So that burger's, I'm done.
Yep.
Hey, do you want to, and you go, because they're making you feel bad.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
It's the worst. I like, for some reason, growing up, I had this thing where
you took it.
Well, I would feel like I had to finish my whole meal or like it wasn't manly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I felt like a wimp if I didn't finish my meal. And so then I would always have to take
that stage.
Home. Yeah, I've just gotten to a point where like you're saying, I'll eat as much as I want to eat. And if it's something that I think I'll eat later that will heat up well,
again,
then
we
I'll take
know
it
how this sounds.
Yeah.
So we know, there was like, we were at breakfast the other day and they were like the potato, there was like one sausage link and like the potato. And he's like, do you want to take that? I go, for when? Like, for when?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or like, what?
For me, it comes down to if I'm going straight home after, I don't have to, like, carry a bag out with me.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, you're going to go to Broadway. You're like, I can't carry a bag.
Right. Yep. And then on the other hand, it's like, if it's something that will reheat well later, like French fries, not going to reheat very well.
Yeah.
But like, steak?
Yeah. Let's go top 10 take it with yous. Mm. No, top five. Let's do top five.
Top five take it with you? Like, things that will... do well when you take them home?
I'm already stressed because obviously steak or a piece of meat.
Yep.
I'll go yes.
So a piece of meat is one.
Yeah.
Would you do a burger?
No.
Neither would I because the roll is just...
The roll
it's
and then
all
you
soggy.
Got either if you got lettuce and tomato and then you got some kind of... If you got ketchup on there, that's out.
The window. Burgers are out. Sandwiches are out too then.
Well, a chicken sandwich and Chick-fil-A. Well, they wrap them, I think, if you have one...
If you were going to dine in somewhere on a chicken sandwich, though, would you wrap it and take it home?
Well, they come in that wrapper at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but it's fast food, though. It's takeout.
Yeah. I would go on Saturday night, eat a Chick-fil-A, and get one for Sunday. As the Lord's provision.
Really?
They used to do manna like that in the desert.
They do.
Remember
they do that? Yeah, that's true.
They used to collect twice. Wow. On Saturday night, manna from heaven.
Okay.
Because they weren't delivering on Sunday. Not right, God was delivering on Sunday.
He's like, nah, fam.
He's like, dude, that's a day of rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So chicken sandwich, yes.
I'd go chicken sandwich. Okay. I'd go.
I still think that's kind of a reach because it's prepackaged to go home. It's fast food.
You're going to disagree with me on this?
We got to talk about it. It's got to be dine-in restaurants.
Yeah, dine-in. Has to be dine-in. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
You're going to disagree with me on this, but this is when I've always gone hard on is pasta.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking like fettuccine.
It home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking pasta home.
Yeah, that'll go.
For sure. That might be the best reheat.
Yeah, reheat. That's number one reheat.
Yeah.
I go pasta Italian, but not pizza. Or do you go pizza?
I go pizza. I like a microwaved pizza. I like it a little bit. It gets a little floppy. Or I like cold pizza too.
Yeah, I do. I do that out of the box. If I get a Papa John's, I'd put that in the fridge.
Yeah.
I put the whole box in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I'm throwing food away to make room.
Yeah, I do. I go, number one, not, I would go no to, I think, anything Mexican. Not the people. Again, not the people. Not the food.
Yeah, am I taking a burrito home?
Are you taking
I don't think so.
Are you taking tacos? Because it's also the transport into the thing.
Very good point.
There's got to be lots going on.
That is
there.
A good point. Yeah, never. I don't think so. I think any type of like, are you taking veggies home? Like a side of Brussels sprouts?
No.
I think I'll take them home.
I think what you have, you would.
I think so.
I think for a take home, you got to have an anchor. So if you go two sides, like what are we going to do? We have to have you have to have a little block of the anchor.
Yep.
Like we go out on the weekends, like Charlotte's the anchor date. That's the big money one. We'll put Fayetteville, North Carolina in there because we're already down there.
Nice.
Well, if it's just Fayetteville, you're like, I wouldn't even go out.
Right.
But if we have Charlotte, we're like, well, go bounce in Fayetteville and Raleigh.
Right.
Yeah. You've got to have an anchor.
So you can't just be like, we're just going to take the sides. Thanks.
No,
and
dude.
Leave the main.
You're like, hey, can we get some bread and salad at Olive Garden? I'm just taking this. No, dude. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't think so either.
Because it's unlimited. Can I get another one and then take this?
Yeah, I don't think Olive Garden would work for that.
Yeah, because you could go breadsticks. You could take the breadsticks if you had pasta.
Right.
Yeah. Sushi?
No.
you can't.
No, dude.
Well, you can't. Like,
there's no reheat there for sure.
There's no reheat.
And you got to eat that within
cold.
Like, you got to eat it within the next like couple hours, I would assume.
Yeah, because we went last night. We went to Virago. Can't take the miso soup home. He's gonna pour it into a
right.
Can't do that.
Do you know what I wish you could take home though?
What?
Those lobster shots.
Yeah.
The lobster bisque shots are the greatest thing in the city.
Game over.
I wanted like the last time I had a cold. I called them and was like,
bring it over.
Do you guys sell buckets of the lobster shots? Because I like, that's what I need right now. And they're like, no, we don't do it.
They're like,
anything
no,
like that.
Dude.
Obviously, why would you even think of calling?
That everyone who would be in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We don't do it. Yeah. I would think anything. Yeah. No sushi.
It doesn't refrigerate well either. The rice gets hard.
No,
like, it's just not good.
Yeah. You got to think about the transport, the boxing, and then the reef. There's a lot of things to consider.
Yeah.
But then they go, do you want to take it? It's like, oh, did you not like that? And you're like, no, if you brought me what I ordered and I didn't, that's on me. It's and now it's like they are feeling sad.
Yeah.
Because I go, you were the middleman in this transit. You were the drug dealer.
Yeah.
There's the freaking Jesse Pinkman was in the back and I'm Tuco. Yeah. And you're just
and as long as you don't bring an iPad out here, you're getting a tip.
Yeah, so what, how does this have to do And then I think it also looks about how you're walking around town because I was like, I got to walk back to my – I got to three blocks back to my hotel. I can't walk with a Buffalo Wild Wings bag.
I got one more for you. Have you ever eaten the meal, not finished, asked for it to be boxed, and then ordered a dessert?
Because your hunger still – you need something more.
But you'd boxed the main course.
Have you done that?
I did this on Friday night.
Just got flex.
It was nice. I kind of
I
enjoyed that.
You're done with that, but you're also let me get So I'm not saying I'm just done. I prefer to move to the next.
I'm not saying I'm full.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I got a little room left and I want to put something very specific in.
And I'll take this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take that home. Thank you. But like, but I do want that.
Let's go. One shout out, by the way, quickly before we move on.
Yeah.
I don't like to call people by name, but our friend Stephanie, she listens to this podcast every week.
Okay. Hi, Stephanie.
And she told my girlfriend, she's a friend of my girlfriend, she told her this direct, and my girlfriend is trying to tell me this in a way to uplift me or help me
okay.
in some kind of way. And if anybody relates to this, I will be pissed.
Okay.
She said, Stephanie loves listening to the podcast because she's in therapy and her therapist told her, I wrote this down, she needs to engage more in, quote, mindless activity. Dude,
slam.
That is the most hurtful thing I have ever heard. And my girlfriend is like, why have you been in a bad mood for a week? I go, dude, my heart and soul is in this podcast.
Yeah.
And your therapist said you need to do more. It's like me or a Sudoku puzzle.
I'm bearing it all for you.
She's like, mindless activity. She's like, you need to invest more in like some mindless activity. And she's like, I listened to Net Positive.
And she was like, oh, good. That's required mindless listening.
And
for
my
us.
Girlfriend goes, let me say that to him.
Oh, my God.
That'll
goodness.
Help him. That'll make him feel great.
Mindless is tough.
That's tough. Maybe like a distraction.
Sure.
Like if you're a UPS driver.
Nice.
No shot. But if you are, a lot of people say they're out with the kids, they're running errands and this. But I just need to sit there and mindless?
Tough.
After everything we've covered in this episode already.
Yeah.
Mindless
As if these
activity.
Aren't hard-hitting issues.
Yes.
Like, these need to be discussed and
Thank
paid
you.
Attention
and
to.
And I've been stressed about it all week. I was like, we got a support group here. We can all get on the same page. Title this episode, Mindless Activity.
Mindless Activity. That's really good. I can't believe that.
I know, dude. This hurtful.
And in my head, I'm thinking about like, what else is mindless activity? Like, what are we being lumped into?
Flying on an airplane and watching 2.5 Men. Or like something. Or like.
One of the most successful shows of all time.
Not that. Like you flip in the back of the airline magazine. They don't have those anymore.
Oh, SkyMall.
Yeah, you're scared. Like, dude, how long until this flight lands so I can get back to mindful activity?
So it's SkyMall and Net Positive.
We're the SkyMall of podcasts, dude. I haven't recovered for this comment. I haven't. And she meant it as like good. Like
oh
the other
my
kid,
gosh,
the other
dude.
Kid that said he listens to this to fall asleep. That's what you should tell a comic. You're like, hey, dude, I like whenever I can't sleep at night, I listen to your stand-up comedy. Like,
dude. Oh, sick.
You're like, cool. I go jump out of my house.
Oh, my life's work? Sick, dude. Thanks.
I go jump off the roof.
I'll record it for you so you can listen to it.
Stephanie, we love you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you ever come into town.
Dude, she's not listening. She's
mindless. Yeah. She's hearing the words.
Right.
Yeah, she's hearing
in
the words.
In one ear, out if the other.
I bet she'll probably listen to this podcast and not even hear this
she's
part.
She's going to have no idea. Ask Lydia to ask Stephanie.
I'm having
Stephanie.
A hard time with this, dude. I'm really having a hard time with this.
That hurts, Steph.
If you come in town, you have to come on and defend yourself.
Yeah.
You have to come on and defend herself.
Yeah.
Speaking of, where are we going? Easter?
Yeah, Easter's coming up.
Ooh, baby. We went to church last week. We went to a church.
So you don't have to go next week? Is that how that works?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It depends on how deep in the game you are. Yeah. We went to a church last week and it was like they had an Easter play that's coming up. So it was in Stanley, North Carolina, in the middle of nowhere. And we were sitting in the service. We couldn't figure out what part was the decor for the play and what was like real.
Like what was regular
there was like decoration? There was like a stone that rolls from the, and I was like, I don't think that's there every week.
Yeah.
Like the stone rolls away from the tomb. I was like, if the pastor comes out, and that every week, that's dope.
With like smoke, like fog around his ankles.
Yeah, it's like, find it. Got it to go.
Now join us in welcoming your Reverend.
And Johnny. obviously Easter for everybody listening here, for the people on the Christian team, if you are involved in a church in any way, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Easter is the Super Bowl.
He did it.
Yeah, and I think when I was growing up, the extent of Easter was, I would say, nicer outfits, nicer outfits than normal, showing up on time, and maybe a special song.
Mm-hmm.
That was the extent.
Yep.
That was the max. I think it was like, oh, there's a little on it's Easter.
Yep.
And one of my first viral videos ever was like every pastor on Easter. Just now they got visitor parking sections. They got like rose petals in the lobby. They got candy for the kids.
Yeah.
They got three Roman centurions being lowered from the roof.
Yeah.
They got like Lecrae is probably coming in to do a rap song. They got Chance the Rapper probably on bass guitar.
Of course.
Like everybody, they got like Benny Hinn is going to come in and do the prayer. just the most, they got, they probably zoomed in with Joe Exotic from prison. Like just the most.
Yeah.
They got a petting zoo outside. There's goats doing the offering. Like it's just the most. Because what you want to do is, if everybody feels like they have to go, right?
Yeah.
They feel like they have, even if you don't go to church, you're like, mm-hmm. should we?
That's the holiday package, Christians.
Yeah. It's kind of like
Christmas, Easter.
It's kind of, I'll give you a perfect example. Last night we were at dinner and we were like, what should we do? Should we watch a movie tonight? It's like Monday's like my night off. Should we watch a movie? You want to go? What do you want to do? You want to go somewhere? We were trying to figure out, and Lydia goes, oh, and shout out to my girlfriend, by the way. Oh, the national championship's on.
Yeah.
Basketball. Do we particularly follow it? No. Did we? Our teams are obviously out. But you go, oh, that's – everybody's doing that tonight. Mm-hmm. So let's just go. We'll do whatever at the house, but let's watch that.
Yep.
Okay. Did everybody's like, hey, if there's something better to do, would we probably have done it? Yes. So that's – to non-Christians or to people in the community in the South, that's – oh, we should probably.
Yeah.
Everybody's putting on a peach colored shirt and some khakis.
Yep.
Let's roll up there.
Love the pastels.
Yeah. And we've just taken that, yeah, to the next level. And all these churches are competing.
Mm.
The heaviest.
Oh, it's like with the sky drummer guys
in
for the Christmas church services.
So you go, you're in essence a high school lottery pick, and you got all the hats.
Nice.
You got First Baptist, you got First Presbyterian, you got Church of God, Church of Christ, and you're looking, and they've had billboards all around town. You go, babe, where are we going? And this, I looked it up. This, you see this more and more these days, and I've seen this, I probably in the past 5 years, a ton. Read that headline.
Cultivate Church sets date.
By the way, that's the name of the church.
Cultivate. Which, Church of We Chop.
Oh, great point. I didn't even think of that.
You know,
it's not cultivate a church. Cultivate
Church. Capital C, capital C.
Cultivate Church. Yep.
CC. Cultivate Church sets date for annual helicopter egg drop.
Yeah. All right. Let's just scroll down. What else this year?
Cultivate Church in Alabaster will soon continue its unique tradition this year with its annual helicopter Easter egg drop. So they are literally flying in a helicopter and dropping eggs.
Yeah.
For Easter eggs from the helicopter for the kids. This is here's the pastor. This is our way of saying Jesus has been a blessing to us. And because of that, we love our community and want to be a blessing to our community. Lead Pastor Brandon Matthews said,
come on, Brandon.
The event's completely free. We'll offer a variety of activities, including egg hunts, Easter bunny pictures, food, candy, bouncy houses, and a special needs sensory area. We're not looking for anything from people, Matthew said. We just want something
for
them.
We are, though. So, definitely come to our church. We're not looking for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Easter activity for families can enjoy together. During the event, attendees can enjoy free grilled hot dogs. Let's go.
Last year, Matthew said the event had about 20,000 people.
Dude, that's Bridgestone.
20,000. Bro, that's an arena, dog. Yeah,
they're doing arenas on the lawn.
All right, dude, if you're First Baptist Alabaster, like wave the white flag. It's a wrap.
Yeah, dude, it's over.
They go, dude, he comes in a staff meeting on Monday. Dude, you know what Cultivate is doing? What? Dude, they got a helicopter coming in. It's a wrap, dude.
How about the fact that they had to make an announcement to set the date as if Easter's not a universally known date for everybody? Yeah.
We're setting the
date. Okay, we know when it is.
When is it?
Okay, when's the Christmas service? We're thinking about the 25th.
We're going to go this year.
Of December.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's do that. Bro, They don't want anything from anybody.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
How about this? But the last line, those interested in learning more about Easter events at Cultivate Church may visit online at theeggdrop.tv. Not a joke.
Not the,
it's in the article.
Not the church. Not cultivatechurch.com/Easter. cultivate.church/the message of salvation.
We got to go to the website, right?
We got to go to theeggdrop.tv. If there's like a drone footage of this, there's got to be.
Theeggdrop.tv.
Let's go. I'm going to go to theeggdrop.tv.
It's immediately a paywall. So they're like $15 a month. You can
Easter weekend. Oh, so this is just redirect?
Oh, so it redirects to cultivatechurch.tv.
Right,
slash
respect.
There you
respect,
go. I got it.
Respect.
Yeah, you got it.
Respect. Easier to remember,
very
I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
The egg drop.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Alabaster.
Alabama.
My only thought is Alabaster, Alabama you got a friend that works for Wheels Up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Like you go, hey, we're trying to fly out of LA to Dallas. They go, we got planes to do that.
Yeah.
We're trying to go from Atlanta to New York City. We got one there.
Yep.
If you're trying to get a helicopter to Alabaster, it's not near.
Right.
It's got to come from somewhere.
Where is it?
Where is Alabaster? I don't even know, but it's not close to, where is it? You got to get out there. Is it near Birmingham or
I've
no?
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, click on that map right there. And then, yeah. I mean, Alabaster, you got to fly. All right, I see nothing.
North of Montauban.
I see nothing still. We've looked. All right, so we're going to.
South of Birmingham.
What, an hour?
Yeah, I would guess that looks like an hour.
An hour. Okay. You.
Let me get the actual. We might as well
from
do
Birmingham?
This. We're here, yeah.
No, you got to go from Atlanta. There might be a helicopter in Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
I was going to say maybe Atlanta. That's freaking hilarious.
Oh, they're 25 minutes south of Birmingham.
Okay, all right.
Not
so
bad.
In a chopper,
yep.
That's six?
Yep.
Is it?
Six what?
Minutes?
I've never
found a chopper. I'm not acting like I know how long that is. What am I talking about?
Well, by chopper, that's actually.
Oh, that's no problem. 6 minutes. You got to get out there.
Yeah.
And then somebody's got to be on the phone with you. Are you on comms?
Got to be. Yeah, some sort of two-way.
What am I looking for? Right, hold on. Do we drive up there with the candy?
Oh, yeah.
Where
right.
has the candy? Do they land next door? Because you don't want to ruin the surprise.
Land next door, pick it up, and then take it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get it in. You got to, if they're flying from Birmingham.
In Birmingham, you got to drive up there with all the Reese's.
Right.
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 Load it up.
Right.
And then Karen from the kids ministry has got to sit in the back. Who's dumping?
Mm-hmm.
Are there two people, three?
These are all great questions.
How does that practically work?
I think it's amazing that they had 20,000 people show up last year and the population of Alabaster is 33,000 people.
That's a great, everybody was there.
So two of three people in Alabaster were there, dude. That's insane.
Yo, Alabaster, that might be the way to do it. That might be the way to do it. And I've always said this, the people in the Christian community are like critical of these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then also he goes, in this guy's defense, he goes, scoreboard.
Yeah.
20,000 people.
Yeah.
You go, I would do, you know what you would do for 20,000 people?
I know some things I do for 20,000 people.
Yeah. You can't, you don't really, you go, well, it's kind of, that's kind of like all the coverage of the shooting in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, man, they shouldn't put this everywhere. All the, you know who eats it up? We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't, if they did all that coverage and no one watched it,
yeah.
They would go, all right, let's not do this coverage anymore.
I might tune in. If there's that live stream, I might tune in to watch this.
This?
Yeah.
The Easter egg drop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, Alabaster, we might go.
It's no, not I'm far.
Not going to go.
If we're picking hats.
Go. Yeah. Well, no, if we're picking a red drive, an hour south of Birmingham, there's probably one around here. There's got to be.
A helicopter drop?
Yeah. There's got to be a helicopter drop. And that's why. If something ever happened, if that helicopter went down or something, that'd be wild.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It's a full of candy.
Don't like, even.
What is going on?
World's biggest pinata. Oh, come on. That's,
dude,
is that dark? That's too dark?
Dude.
Oh, come on, man.
Dude, that's a good joke. That's a good joke. We'll give it to you.
The audience in my head liked it.
Yeah, that's an audience of one.
There you go.
No, that's a good joke.
That's not what that means.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the opposite of what that means. That's audience of one .com. That should be the
intro.
Should be the this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by
Manscaped.
Manscaped, baby.
And we got a fan video this week that I want to play before we really throw into this.
Oh, yeah.
We got a fan video talking.
So we're not in the ad yet because everybody goes, this is pre-ad.
Pre-ad.
Yeah, this is pre-ad. This is entertainment.
Yeah.
This is mindless.
This is my
Stephanie.
Yeah, I want to play this real quick. So this is in our, we have that mailbox in our link in our bio. So here's one of them that
somebody
came
sent
in.
Hey, guys. I've been a long time listener. I started in November, and I've been listening to you nonstop, and you guys have been getting me through a lot. And you guys are
hear
my
that, Stephanie?
Way in and way out to work. So I listen. I don't watch. Sorry.
These are the fans we need.
I have to work.
Okay.
Anyways, I need your help. My wife doesn't think it's fiscally responsible to buy anything from Manscaped, but from Miracle Brand, it is. I mean, we bought it because of y'all, and we love it. Help me convince her. Also, John, you need to come to Houston because I feel left out.
Oh, we come to Houston.
When you're good enough for us, let me know.
That's the end?
A little back.
Hold
on.
Go back. Go back to what the specific words that his wife used. He said, did you say morally?
I think fiscally.
Anyways, I need your help. Fiscally responsible.
There it is. Fiscally, not fiscally
responsible.
Okay.
To buy anything from Manscaped.
All right. Here's what's going on here. The I know exactly what's the Miracle Made is the both can enjoy.
The sheets.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
It's on the bed that they
share. So he listens. Nice. She may or may not listen, but he goes, hey, we got some new sheet. We should get these. Mm-hmm. A wife goes, what? Like, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Where he's like, this sheets we've been sleeping on, these ones are better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to also benefit. Mm-hmm. This woman is not seeing that she benefits from the Manscaped.
Right.
Because she's not.
Right.
Well, I mean, look at this man's beard.
I think
we going to show this guy's beard?
Yes, this is on the episode, so people just watch that. Yeah, this is the man who needs Manscaped.
If anyone, this is like the guy. Like in the commercials when they're in the woods and like Sasquatch walks out.
Yes,
it's this guy.
Yes,
yeah.
And I think he's one Manscaped package away,
bro,
from being absolutely immaculate,
and she will see the benefits.
Yes,
100%.
He's gonna feel better about himself.
This is like the guy the guy that walks out, this is going to date me, I think, a little bit,
sure.
But like walks out like first on Ricky Lake.
I don't know what that is.
You don't? Nah, Keely doesn't know what that
What's
is.
What's Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake?
Yeah.
Bro, I think we didn't have a TV growing up, so this is the first thing we were allowed to watch. We weren't allowed to watch it, but she was like, nobody's going to know what Ricky Lake is.
TV host and actress.
It was like, she would like make people over. Like you,
okay.
This guy would walk out.
Oh,
yeah, it was like,
got it.
Yeah, sorry, that was good. Or sometimes, it was like, this guy walks out, he's like, I don't have a job. This guy probably has a job, this guy, but he walks out. I don't have a job. My wife left me. I don't know what's going on. He's like, well, we're going to send you back. We have some people backstage. They're going to style you, cut your, and you're going to come out, and then everybody's going to go, oh, and then this guy gives him a job, and he like transforms his life.
Nice.
That's the pre-Ricky Lake guy.
So he's the before.
He's the before.
And then,
but he looks good. We love him. He's a fan.
Absolutely.
We support him.
Yeah. And now he's going to get Manscaped because he's listening to this. And I would recommend, you've heard us talk about the Beard Hedger.
Let's go.
I also want to make sure that we're pushing on this Performance Package 4.0 because it has everything you need for below the neck.
Top to bottom.
Yes, everything. Yeah. You got the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer,
boom.
Crop Preserver deodorant,
boom.
Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all those goodies all together. It's a full package.
Top to bottom.
And as far as being fiscally irresponsible purchasing this.
Oh,
maybe she doesn't know that we have code net positive to save 20% and get free shipping.
Tell you what, that guy, if he hears this, I'm going to buy him one.
Okay.
I'm going to buy him one. How do we arrange that?
This is Thomas. We have him in the emails.
All right. We'll get him one.
Okay.
Get his address.
Okay.
And then we'll get Eva to send him one.
Deal.
Yeah.
And for those listening,
we got you.
You too can take care of yourself here. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code net positive at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code net positive. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Yeah. And this is not a part of the code, but you know, we don't assume anyone's gender.
Yeah, we don't want
to. I'm not doing this joke. Never mind. No, they're like, hey, dude, we get an email. Hey, stick to the script.
And maybe not that.
Yeah, person scared.
Everything was great. No. We loved how you incorporated the audience. See, you brought in your own personal experience.
It's mindless, mindless activity. Yeah. All right, we got it. We love them. I use them every day. Top to bottom, great product.
We'll hook Thomas up. Love it.
We got to make it. And let's see, he's got to write back in and tell us what he thinks about it.
Okay.
He's like, I started using Manscaped. My wife divorced me. Then we can't help you.
He's like, everything has gone wrong since.
Yeah, sorry. But all right, speaking of ads, I thought of this as funny because people were sending like product endorsements that you know that celebrity does not use. Not
yes.
to say I'm a celebrity, but that you go, I don't think so.
Yes.
Did I use Manscaped this week?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Did you?
Yes.
And did you use in Athletic Greens?
Every day on the pod today, yeah.
Someone has sent us this. You want to play it or no?
Yeah, we can play this.
We play a little bit of it. We don't have to watch the whole thing. We
okay.
Premise.
Yeah.
This is...
Big Sam.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You got to go.
Do you want to tee it up?
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
Heard of him.
For Carnival Cruise Lines. Go.
Big 7-day cruises. Mini 3-day cruises. Big cruises. Mini cruises. Big. Mini. Big. Mini. No matter what you choose, you'll always choose fun.
All right, we got it. Every day we stray further and further from God's truth. Shaquille O'Neal is, first of all, 7'2". Okay. Is worth north of probably $500 million. He owns... That's not can't be true. Oh, yeah, somebody else.
Autocorrect.
Yeah.
Autocorrect,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, somebody else. Who did you say? Oh, Sean.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
I mean, there's...
They got him at four.
400?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Carnival cruise line is $400. Mm-hmm. Max. I don't know.
There you go. Cruises from
$209. Right, Shaquille O'Neal would not be caught dead on a Carnival cruise line. Mm-hmm. That's also the worst one. That's like the Johnson & Johnson of cruise lines. That's the worst one.
Nice.
I mean, it is. Shaquille O'Neal would you'd be like, dude, that's Shaq.
Yeah.
At the dueling pianos. That's Shaq. Why he would be mobbed everywhere he goes. This is not, what are the other ones? This is not Royal Caribbean. This mm-hmm. is not the Disney. This is not the one that goes through the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. This is not any of those. This is Carnival.
Yeah.
Where they got like, it's not the Disney. They got like Looney Tunes. They got like Daffy Duck who... when he's done with his shift, is on the back with his hat off, smoking a cigarette and flicking him into the ocean. No,
into the hot tub.
Yeah, it's gross.
So much worse.
They are known for their unlimited buffets and peeing in the pool. That's what Carnival Cruise Line. He's like, what? And I love that somebody sent that. They sent that in
because
they
go really good.
He would not be caught dead like LeBron James in a Kia.
Yeah,
not in a Kia.
No,
Blake Griffin not in a Kia. Dude. Yeah, Brett Favre is wearing Wrangler jeans.
I think so.
I buy it.
Yep.
I guess if you're a brand and you go, hey, we need a endorsement, and you look on your list, and you go, we got Shaq. Who should be for Carnival Cruise Lines? Freaking.
Who should be the spokesperson?
Kid Rock. No, nice. No, that's disrespectful. I love Kid Rock. Yeah. I love Kid Rock. Guy Fieri. Larry the Cable Guy.
You think you'd find them on those cruises?
I mean, not they're rich now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that would make more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy, if he goes, dude, I went on one like a year ago.
I think they should go find like somebody who has like 10,000 followers and just champion the heck
out
of them.
Just to be like, dude, just
to be like, you are Mr. or Mrs. Carnival Cruise now.
Yeah, they got a photographer everywhere they go. Yes. Like, guys, you're like, who is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe like a Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Nice.
They would be like a with spokesperson for Carnival.
They do Disney. I think they do the Disney.
Oh, they do?
I think they would do Disney. Yeah.
That would be, yeah, this maybe, I mean, who else?
Who do you think is on the top of like when brands sit down and go, okay, here's the campaign, here's what we want to do. Who's the face?
Yeah.
Who do you think are like the most like at the top of that list?
That like for they're just like a trustworthy.
Like Shaq has endorsement deals with everywhere. So many brands.
And the ROI must be good.
Has to be.
Because they go, Shaq sells stuff.
Yes.
I guess.
So like Shaq has to be, if not at the top, near the top of
that list. A lot of like Joe Montana.
Okay.
I see a lot of the guy from How I Met Your Mother. You know
Neil
that
Patrick
guy?
Harris?
Yeah. No.
No, that's not.
The other guy. The gay guy. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what his identity is, but that's how I know him. Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Who's the other guy? Ted. Not Ted. Yeah, I was thinking
Josh Radnor.
I know him from his name from the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Radnor.
Josh Radnor. Yeah, because you can't do anything very like outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there any comics? Oh, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's everywhere.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's
the everywhere. The Rock.
Expensive.
Yeah. Expensive, but he'll sell it for you. Mm-hmm. Depends on what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. I see a lot of that Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And he's pretty aggressive with his comedy.
Yeah.
He probably lost them all now because he's gone to the right.
Yeah.
Hasn't he?
He's way too thoughtful now.
Yeah. RIP. Mm-hmm. You can't have anyone.
Love him more than I used to, but yep. Too thoughtful for that type of stuff.
Can't have anyone with an opinion.
Yeah.
With a committed opinion.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, dude. We got AOC is endorsing our champagne. You're like, well, okay. Well, somebody's going to love it. Fauci. That'd be wild. Yeah.
Fauci on the Carnival Cruise commercial. That would be crazy, bro.
Yo, dude.
We got all the things you need.
Oh, yeah, dude. An impression?
Oops.
Let's go. Let's love it. All right. Let's get to the other one first, and then we'll get to this.
Okay.
Let's get all right. So we were. I was it because this is going to involve
which one?
We'll get to the
this one.
No, let's get yeah
this
let's,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get to that. Okay, because we were.
I'm highlighting things on the screen for John.
Yeah. They're like, what are we doing? Yeah. All right, I was at lunch with my girlfriend and her mom.
Okay,
on Saturday or something like that.
Fun.
Maybe Friday or Thursday, I don't know when we were, and she goes,
girlfriend or mom.
Oh, girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean, I said it in like a negative tone, I think. Girlfriend. I didn't mean it.
I should have.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry. She said, the guy came around to get our order.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've talked about this before. She goes, women order first.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what? Women, it's like chivalrous to let women order first.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, Keely? You never heard of that? Keely never heard of it.
Well,
have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of that.
Do you do it?
I do.
Andrew?
You let women order first?
You do? Okay. So I go, all right. These are, okay, fellas, really? These are like this abstract list of some guy in like the 1940s
mm-hmm.
was like, this is what chivalrous men do. It's like, honestly, this might be controversial, but like the right to bear arms was like, so the government can be held accountable and they can't come take your property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should make some adjustments to that because the government has tanks and atomic bombs. If they want to come take your property, they can. I'm sorry. They can.
They got bigger arms.
They got bigger arms.
Yep.
They're gonna.
Yep.
So let's make some adjustments to that rule. So in the 40s, it's like my fraternity. They just passed down all these traditions and no one was like, what?
Yeah.
Because the guy before them, he's like, you have to do the handshake and then put your hands here and then do here for the ceremonial thing. And it's just passed down. And no one's like, what? Because
mm-hmm.
it was, so I go, I was kind of like doing a thing, but just being annoying. I go, every chivalrous thing I could debunk. So I go, why do women have to order first?
Yep.
Every woman is going to be like, this is a wild take.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could argue men should order first because they need to be present if there's danger and they need to be fed. And they need to be well taken care of in case they need to take care of you.
You're simply more important.
I'm just saying if something goes down, mm-hmm. you're going to look to the guy.
Yeah.
And so he needs, if I'll probably say the guy already has his order
mm-hmm.
before the waiter comes out. He needs to get that out, set it up, and then be on surveillance.
Immediately go back to patrolling the room.
Yes, to protect women.
I think that is very well said.
And I go look up a list of all the 10 things that men, chivalrous men should do, I will debunk every single one.
Well.
And I'm just saying, where do these come from? And I'm not, this is, She was like, this is.
We have the list.
Okay, go. What's number one?
All right, number one of
things chivalrous men should do.
Yeah, chivalrous acts.
Okay, number one.
Number one is open the door.
Okay, open the door. You could argue it's the same. Have you ever heard the one where we're like walking down the street and she goes, you have to walk by the street?
Mm-hmm.
I go, for what? She's mm-hmm. like, well, if somebody pulls up in a car and tries to grab me, I go,
I hate when that happens.
When is the last time that happened? A stagecoach? Like when somebody was, when is that?
Come here, you.
Or if somebody is drunk driving, we're both done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, if somebody's going to grab you from the street, and I go, again, not to debunk this, but I go, if we're walking down Broadway, danger is more likely from the bar.
Yeah.
Somebody getting thrown out of the bar, somebody being drunk coming out of the bar, the danger is coming from this side,
yeah,
not the street.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like, the guy has to be on the street.
Yeah.
Like, where would that have come from?
Well, and that was actually, that's point three, walk on the outside of a sidewalk. So right, like that's on the list.
Say why?
So yeah, it says in a true act of chivalry, walking on the outside of traffic allows your lady to be further from traffic.
Okay.
In the event of a drive-by splashing, it is you who gets filthy and wet instead of her.
Would never happen.
Would never happen. On a side note, this is a must when walking with children, as you act as a human shield
in the event of anything coming your
direction from oncoming traffic.
I'll give you that. And I was like, I'm not trying to be non-chivalrous. And I probably do all these things mm-hmm. just out of habit. But like, just why?
Debunk opening the door.
Opening the door for a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we're parallel parking.
You're talking about car door.
Oh, okay. We're going to door?
I mean, I'm good with car door as well. Yeah.
Okay. A door. No. All right. Let's do open a door.
Sure.
Open a door to go into somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going to be the first one to get shot.
Yes. Agreed.
You're going to be the first one. Keely's like, I don't want to be a part of this episode. Okay. Here. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever literally
just have fun in there.
Go in.
Good luck.
Just go.
I'm right behind you.
Yeah. It could be a surprise party. Could be a scene from Taken.
Yeah.
We don't know. I'll be out here.
I'll know after I see what happens to you,
yeah,
though. So
you go. I'll go in first. A gas station, just go on. And it's supposed to the guy's supposed to, this is probably later on the list, but like the guy is supposed to walk behind.
Mm.
We're like, well, shouldn't the guy be in front?
Yeah.
Who is if you're in the fields of the Civil War, the guy, you go first.
Yeah.
You go first. That's the most danger.
Go to the, now go to car door.
Car door.
Yeah.
Well, opening the car door. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you your side of the car, the other side of the car, you're more time in the parking lot.
Mm.
You're more time in the parking lot.
Which is where most crimes
happen. Where crimes happen. Yeah, yeah. Every single shooting I've ever heard of, they were outside of a strip club in the park. Yeah, I already know. Right. I already know something bad.
The guy was
happen.
Opening the door. That is always how the article goes.
You go and you would see the parameters. You were like, we need to get from this restaurant into the car. And it's, where's this number one safest place? The restaurant. Number two safest place? In the car. Most dangerous place, the parking lot.
Right.
You need to get from one to two as fast as possible.
Right.
And they're saying, if I go around and check the surroundings, there's no person hiding over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's for her. Also, my girlfriend likes to work out.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get exercise.
That's fair. I would add to that. If I open my door and get out of the car and then in the time that it takes me to walk around
opening
the car,
I don't open to get out.
Well, no,
unless I'm on like a red carpet or something.
So like I gotta get out and walk around the car and then open her door. And in that time, somebody could sneak in my door.
Yeah. And to Stephanie's point, this might be my list. This, you know what? This is.
She picked the right episode.
She goes, yeah, this is pretty mindless. Somebody could sneak around, get in your door.
Right.
Rob you.
Yep. Lock me out. And now you're locked in the car with my girl.
And somebody's taken your girl.
And my car.
And your car.
Which,
I mean. Where are you going from
now?
That's tough.
Right.
And they're like, I read after, you don't have to look this up because everybody would know this. after 20, 21, your muscles begin to atrophy.
Mm.
And if you're not working out, you know what old people do? Walk.
Mm.
They just go walk around because they keep their muscles. So if you want to be around on this planet for longer, opening doors,
yeah,
these kind of things, if you don't have time to get to the gym, you're going to need to be involved in these.
There's wisdom in that.
There is.
Here's another one. Retrieve dropped items. If your lady drops an item,
what?
The correct and polite thing to do is to pick it up for her. Which, if you spend your whole life never bending over to pick something up, I mean,
yeah,
what does that do to you?
How do you even know what's down there?
You know what I mean? Like, you got to...
Muscles.
Yeah.
I would that one only makes sense if you're wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And all I was telling my girl, I go, just tell me why, and I'll do them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, why? It was passed down.
Yeah.
We go, I guess we do this now. I would, of course, if anyone dropped anything and I would pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
If someone dropped a wallet or someone drops their ID, I go, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also statistically taller than most women. So it's further for you to bend
range
over.
Range of motion.
So it really
is a longer way there.
Yeah.
And if I get down to pick something up, so up there, some guy's hitting on her, some guy's buying her a drink.
Right.
I'm down
right
here,
above your head.
Right above. You don't know what's going on up there.
Who knows the world you're going to stand back up into?
Back up to? What's going
She's
on?
She's married
there?
With a kid,
and I'm down here. Whoa, where's your? Oh, I didn't find the receipt. Do you need the pen to sign the whatever? And it's over for me, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I get me down on the ground. I need to be, you know, like in the Titanic. You're up in the top.
Yes.
Crow's nest.
That's right.
Looking around.
Yep.
Surveying things. Where are the dangers?
Yes.
As to protect a woman.
Let's keep rolling on these.
I mean, I could debunk every single one.
Give up your seat.
Okay. Because if they're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
but they're you need to stand, right? Women need to sit down.
Right.
Like on a subway?
Yeah, this uses like public transportation as the example. Or where seating is limited, it says.
My girlfriend, I feel like, has lots of bags at all times.
Yeah.
There's a lot of person to bag ratio. There's four bags. Why do you have four bags? What's going on with the bags?
Or like, how about the trend of like just carrying so many different beverages?
Lots of things. Oh, she got six.
Like girls with like coffee, so many different waters.
The thing and all for that. The, yeah. They got a lot of different. Yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah. And we're just going, I don't know. I got a wallet and a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Toothbrush. Just during
the day.
They're
both in the same pocket.
My cousin said the ultimate flex would be going to the airport with no bags.
Mm.
How big of a flex is that?
Just like I'll buy it when I get there type thing.
Or like I'm going for like a meeting. If you're going to Atlanta.
Nice.
For like a meeting, just no bags. Mm-hmm. I would need a cell phone charge.
Yeah, that would freak
Could you make
me
the
out.
Day?
Without a charger? Yeah.
No bags? You just get there. You got a meeting. You're in an Uber there, but nothing.
No, that would scare me.
You just walking through security.
Hey, guys.
What?
Me again.
What? Yeah. Getting out of the car. All right.
Did that one. Yeah. Getting
Got
out of
it.
The car. How about introduce her to people?
That's wild. That is a wild thing. Yeah. First of all, anyone introduce anyone to people that if she's not in the group, she can speak for herself.
That's just polite. Also, though.
If I would introduce you, anybody.
Yeah.
Introduce her to people. That's just like back in the like women can't talk.
Yeah.
Days. That's so antiquated.
So we're expected to introduce her to people.
Yeah.
But can I order for her at the restaurant? Yeah. Shouldn't I do that too then?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of
that introduce her to people, but she goes in first?
She's in front.
As I was saying, she has to do as many things to remember that I do.
Yeah.
She goes, all right, I don't need to go with her, but I go into the receptionist at the restaurant. Wait, I come in and say, we got a party. I do Christ party of four.
Right.
I do that job,
of
right?
Of course, yes.
But then we sit down to eat. She does that job.
Yes. When can and can't women
speak? What are
speak?
We doing?
That's what we're trying to figure
out. In 2023.
Yes.
Wild.
How about put on her coat? They mean put her coat on her, not put on her coat on you.
Put on her coat.
But the way that's written says, wear her clothes.
Hey, let you, put on her
Dress
coat.
Dress up as her.
Well, I think that's the opposite. That's a different list.
Probably the easiest and most overlooked gesture by assisting a lady with putting on her coat can go a long way.
Now, I'm with all of these things.
Yeah.
I do all of these things. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, huh. And then is pulling out the chair in there?
Make sure she gets home safely is the next one.
I did that, obviously. But that would be nice. Anybody.
I love to text me when you get home.
Yep.
Walk her to the door.
But not open it. Walk her to the door where?
Oh, yeah. It acknowledges this is a tricky one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Doing this incorrectly might give your lady the wrong impression.
Because you want
to
hook
certainly
up.
On the first date.
Yep.
But you should certainly offer to walk her to the door. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Can I walk you to the door?
Even if she declines.
Even if she declines, still get out of the car, open her door, bid her adieu.
No, no. What? Be a weatherman. Okay. That weatherman gift. Did you see that?
Be a weatherman is the last one. Yeah, I do see the gift. Yeah. We will not put that one on the screen.
I didn't even see that. Now, okay, walking to the door, it's like Hitch, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about like on a date, you pull up to her house, or let's say your driveway.
Yep.
No, don't do that.
Don't walk her to the door.
No. I would say women would say, don't do that.
I don't.
If you're going in, you pulling up to a driveway or like in New York City, like a, but again, you got to figure out which way the street to go down so she could get off by the sidewalk. If you're a true chivalrous man.
Right.
Because if you pull up in the Uber, hers is into the street. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Because that's where the bad things happen, apparently, right, according to them. So you got to make sure the Uber driver drives around the other way.
Right.
So hers is next to the sidewalk.
So now you're spending extra money telling this guy.
And now you got extra money and you're supposed to be saving this money to have a family at some point. So this is slowing down the engagement process.
Yeah.
But no, not up to me. That's tough. Walk her to the door.
I don't think I've ever done that.
If you're a man that has any social sense, you go, oh, this is not a walk her to the door situation, or this is I'm going in.
Yeah, I feel like there's no
chivalry is off the. It's not about that.
Yeah,
if you are like,
that's not why you're walking her to the door.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah,
between her driveway and her door, she's not going to get kidnapped. You can see her the whole way.
And what do you need? You should be closer. You should stay in. The danger is going to come from the street.
Yeah, according to point two.
Here's what I would do, fellas. If I'm on a date, you pull up in this girl's driveway, you get out, walk down to the street, turn your back on her, protect the street until she gets inside.
And then yell, clear, go ahead. Or
by the, listen.
Actually, because you don't want anybody to notice. So you like organize a hand signal so you can be like.
And in ears and with the AirPods.
Yes.
Clear. Yeah.
Clear. Get back. Proceed to door.
Get back into the Uber, and the guy's like, what?
The guy's like, so which branch did you serve with?
Clear. If you, that's like a fun, like, hey, I've been reading a lot, like first date, you're very nervous. Hey, I've been reading a lot of what to do on a first date, chivalrous. They said, walk up to the door. Well, I was in ROTC.
Yes.
In high school. And I'm going to take it one step further. Mm-hmm. I will clear the premises.
Yeah.
You go look in the bushes. You go. What the?
You walk into the restaurant, like, sweep it clear.
Whoa! We didn't realize all this. There's if you go on a date with a woman, there's 900 things to do.
Yeah,
900. Yeah. And one of them, the one that's not on there, be normal. Don't be a weirdo, dude.
Don't take all your tips from online lists.
No, dude. All of this ordering first that's the one that tipped me off. I know all the main ones. Mm-hmm. If there's any other ones that people you email in, I go, why this one?
Is it a flex or is it an overstep to be like, can I order for you?
No, way overstep.
Way overstep.
The most,
right?
Like
so some annoying.
Some of these are written like for kids.
Yeah.
Like order for kids. Walk by the street because kids are like, ugh, and you're in essence equating women. Open the door for a kid. Mm-hmm. And I do these things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I'm always in my head about everything. That's according to Lydia. She says, you're always in your head about everything. That's one of them. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Now, how much time we got? I wanted to get into
about
this.
An hour.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Okay. All right. How do I start this?
I don't know where you want to go.
Okay. Do you know Hezbollah?
I do.
All right. What do you think about him?
I think he is a cultural phenomenon and I love to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hezbollah is, that's a great way to put it, a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Every time I see something Hezbollah related, I watch it.
Absolutely.
What's the best way to describe him?
He's Dagestani and he has a condition. I think he's 19 or 20 years old. He has a condition that makes him look like he's a 5-year old in size and like his voice is very high pitched.
Yeah.
Like,
and so he came to America, I think, for the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He's been in some UFC fights.
Mm-hmm.
He came to America and was around with the Nauk boys.
Yep.
Hezbollah was everywhere on the internet
Yeah.
for like the last 3 weeks.
Our cultural ambassadors, the Nauk boys.
Yeah. Respect. Yeah. She's like, here's Disneyland.
Yep.
So I was like, I enjoy, I don't know how, where he came about, but if anyone sees a photo, they go, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Every person in America would know who this is.
Yeah.
And I have mindlessly ingested a lot, and I think it's great.
So it's Net Positive Podcast.
Yep.
Sky Mall.
Yeah.
Hasbro.
Everything.
Content is all mindless entertainment.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. The top three.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he stands for, what he's, I just like, this is joyful.
Yes.
It's just generally fun.
Yeah.
Because it's unique. He doesn't even say words.
Right.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah. He doesn't speak English.
He's just
all.
Out here. Mm-hmm. And I watch it, and Lydia, my sweet, precious, angel of the Lord, Christian girlfriend, goes, I hate Hezbollah. I go, what? What? Wait. I go, Abby, this is a wild take.
Yeah.
This is a wild take.
This might end us.
I go, wait, I didn't even know you. First, I didn't even know you had hate in you. Like if there's like a, we're going on a, there's like a worm that's like on the sidewalk that is like on concrete. She would like take it back to like dirt. She's like, don't step on that spider. Like get it in a cup and release it.
Psychotically sweet.
Very yes. Nice. Yep. It's like the most mindful. And she goes, I hate Hezbollah. I go, wait, what? I don't even have a context for this. I go, what? She's like, yeah, he's a bully. And he just beats everybody up. I go, yeah, for fun. He's 2 feet.
Yeah.
He's 3 feet tall. He's like, he's like a joke. Like he's like,
he is a meme.
Yeah. He's like, he likes to like mess with like the Disney characters or like he tries to like punch the Nelk boy. Like it's like a joke.
Yeah. That's
she goes,
the bit.
Yeah, I go, that's a bit.
Yeah.
What? And she goes, I hate him. I go, wait, what? She goes, I can't stand everything. And then she puts out, so this was on Instagram. And he goes to, you want to watch? Can we watch it?
Yeah. Is the sound important?
A little. I don't think so. Maybe.
We can try the sound. Go ahead.
Someone really special. No, it's not Elon Musk. Ready?
3 feet tall.
Come on in.
Human. Funny, whistling, laughter, meets Mickey, high five, grabs his nose, like this, squeezes, laughter, okay, looking in there, is that a real person in there? Pokes his eyes, funny, tries to knee him, fake though, fake,
pretend.
Yeah, another high five, a handshake, fun, please, let me see if you're a real person, yeah. Funny, like every kid would do. Laughter. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot of laughter. Says bye. Fist bump. Fake kick to the hand.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of here.
Someone great.
Really we're out. I watched that. It was particularly enjoyed.
Adorable. I feel better now.
Now, these comments is just, I feel bad for, like, okay. These comments, like, are, like, crushing him. I feel bad for the guy in the Mickey costume. Why does this person get to treat people like this and it's okay? 18,000 likes. He needs to learn etiquette. He's not a kid. I go, these are all these like annoying Disney adults.
Mm.
Like, what do you do? Like, respect the kid. What? What?
He's a mascot.
He's a mascot. He's like trying to see if there's a real person under there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like every person would do. And they're just like, but why is he so aggressive towards Mickey? He wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm defending Hezbollah. Is this guy going to speak? He's like that's like his angle.
Hezbollah and his action seems too cringe now. Yeah, these are.
I'm really surprised
that these are the comments.
I know.
Because typically people get it.
Go down. This is this was rude of Hezbollah to kick it. It's like some of the comment sections, they like start one way and then everybody goes, yeah, let's go that way.
Yeah.
And then they just. I'm a former performer at Disney. Don't say that to anyone ever as an adult past 30. Never.
Performer.
Let me tell you, I grabbed his hands. He was so grabbing my hands. Stood up and said accidentally. Okay, keep going.
I can't believe that this is how people are reacting.
Felt a tad bit disrespectful of Hezbollah. Personally, wouldn't let that slide, even if he does look like a toddler. Bro is violence. What?
This is so stupid. I'm blown away by this.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not even like.
His whole bit is this.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, he's not being a good. Like, guys, like, it's like on The Office.
Yes.
When they like, when Michael is like, I'm picking Stanley because he's black for the basketball team.
Yeah.
Like, dude, do you know how they're making fun of Michael?
Yeah.
To say, don't be racist.
Yeah.
They're not being racist.
There's also like.
Like, what?
Obviously, how do you none not, of these people have seen Hezbollah content before. Because
never.
Last week.
Oh, this is something. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, he met Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg knelt down next to him
yeah.
and like gave him one of these.
And like punched
like,
me.
Like, go ahead, hit
yeah,
me. Because
like,
that's the thing you do when you meet Hezbollah.
Like, punch me.
Yes. Yeah. Like, come on.
And everybody's like, he's a menace. I go, he's 3 feet.
Yeah.
And he's the most famous person. Like they were saying, he's like fame everywhere.
How would this have been different if Mike Tyson is in Hezbollah's shoes here and he's throwing the same fake punches and kicks? Same fake punches.
Perfect example.
Clearly fake.
He's like, ha, ha, ha. Like the kicks are like, he need him. Like, not like, what?
How do you think they'd react differently? Would they be like, Mike Tyson is so disrespectful for doing
no,
it?
No.
They'd be like, oh, that's cute. Yeah. He's doing the thing.
I told Lydia that I go, we need an official statement from you.
Yeah.
For Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, so she put, we had this big argument about it. I go, dude, this is a wild take. I never heard anything. She goes, am I the only one who is annoyed by Hezbollah? 86% of this is her follower, so it's obviously biased.
Mm-hmm.
86% know I feel the same way.
What?
I know.
Trash follower.
My mind was blown. She's like, if you need proof, and she screenshots all of these.
All the DMs?
Yes. Thank you. I've been saying this forever. I'm on Lydia's side. 100% annoying. Cannot stand him.
Bro,
I don't,
what?
I know. Mickey should have throat punched him. A 3 foot tall person? You're out of your mind. Now, agreed. I'm so glad I'm not the only one that thinks this. I mean, pick on someone else, not Mickey.
What? What do you mean, not Mickey?
What?
Why is everybody caping for Mickey right now?
Yeah, it has.
You don't know Mickey?
This is the wildest thing I've ever heard out of your mouth. What, hates Hezbollah? All right, so here's our official statement. Should I read it?
Yeah.
My statement on Hezbollah. He's a grown man and has his favorite thing to do is to take advantage of people who think he's innocent because he looks like a child. Doesn't do that.
No.
If any other 20-year-old adult did what Hezbollah does, it would never be acceptable.
Okay, not true.
Not true. But Hezbollah's immature and violent behavior towards other people is glorified. Why? Because he's small. Not okay.
What? Okay. I'll come back from the other side.
Okay. In my research for this statement, I've uncovered he's pretended. No, I'm not reading that. He's also sold meet and greet tickets for fans, then never showed up but kept the money.
As have a lot of entertainers.
I wish I could do that.
Honestly. Yeah, that sounds like that's a good business model.
This is on top of slapping Mike Tyson, kicking and hitting Mickey Mouse while trying to take off his costume and abusing cats.
The Mike Tyson thing was hilarious.
It's Mike Tyson.
Mike picked him up and like cuddled with him afterwards. Dude, they had a laugh about
like,
it. I watched it.
It's like
it.
Me trying to like dunk on LeBron. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Like, he could dominate. It's like I go, how are people not seeing this joke?
And are we, just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Are we going to discriminate against him for him being small?
Are we?
It sounds like.
Is that what you're saying?
Like we might be discriminating against his disability here.
Ooh,
I'm just.
Just throwing that out.
Might
there.
Be.
Let's all imagine if John Chris did this, he would be canceled again.
No,
we
okay, for what? For clowning? For clowning? Also, weird shot.
Yeah. Whoa. Personal shots, dude.
It'd be the ones you love.
I would like to thank the 1,296 people who voted that they agree with me on the Instagram poll.
No. Nah.
What?
Trash. Unfollow all those people.
All right. What are we going to put on?
John Christ was clowning around with a guy in a Mickey costume,
yeah,
it would be funny.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
Like,
and I would take the hat off. I go, come on, this is charade. You're 37
and he tried
years
to.
Old.
That's yeah, why he was trying to get around to the yeah. back. He was trying to be like, and he saw the zipper, and that's when he went, oh, yeah. And he knew, because he was like, I knew it wasn't.
What? That's wild. How are we going to frame this on Instagram this week? We're going to say...
We're going to post the whole clip to YouTube because this whole thing needs to be brought to light.
These people, and I'd never seen any anti-Hezbollah. Have you?
No.
Till this.
This is my, and it's why I'm so taken aback.
I am too.
I can't believe it.
She said, I hate, I go, what?
If it was just her that thought it, I'd be like, you're just silly.
Oh, you're just,
you
just
don't, you don't get
and
it.
This, there's,
but it's everybody, all these people.
No, I don't, these are, yeah. If you, in the circles we were around, like the comedy, Nelk Boys, UFC circles.
Yep.
Oh, he's a god.
Here's a good test.
Okay.
This was originally posted by Kyle from Nelk Boys.
Let's
go over to his comment section.
See it over
on
here.
The same exact video.
There you go. Yeah.
Every comment. Laughing emojis, laughing emojis, laughing emojis, laughing emojis, laughing emojis.
Hilarious.
Laughing emojis. Oh, and then some of them do say that this is wrong.
This is wrong on so many levels. Why is he trying to Taylor Lautner?
Taylor Lautner. Okay. I thought it was funny.
Haha. Yeah. This guy inside the suit was just like, what? Hope he got banned. This is 100% not okay.
More of a mixed bunch. 50-50.
But I've been wrong on things.
Mm-hmm.
But this is wild.
Are we wrong?
Are we? Now, if there's like, well, you know, it'd be hilarious, Alex.
What
if like next week there's like a domestic violence against Haspel, and we're like, hey, we got to come on. Listen, we try our best on this podcast.
My bizzle.
Yeah,
you got to come back.
I think I'm Haspel a ride or die.
I think I am as well.
Are you?
I think so.
I think I am.
Yeah.
I mean, what? That's like how. It's like a. Whatever condition this it's a condition mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yeah,
like dude, let him like knees act like he's hitting people.
Dude, he's living right now, man.
And anybody, I'll tell you this: anybody, including us, mm-hmm. anybody who is in something with Hezbollah, their stock improves.
Yes,
anybody,
no question.
Anybody. You get a photo with Hezbollah, how's it? You're better. You're better than you were the day before.
How is he supposed to interact with a guy in a Mickey costume?
What would you like
him to do? What's he supposed to do?
What would you like him to do?
Just high five him and take a picture.
Give me some alternatives.
He's not a 5-year-old, remember?
Yeah.
That's what 5-year-olds do.
Yeah.
So what would a John Crist or an Alex Lagos do with a guy in a Mickey costume? Probably try to take the helmet off.
Yeah, dude. I'd be like, but jokingly.
Of course.
I don't know him, but he wouldn't have done that. You're like, and then it was like he would try to put it, and then it's funny.
Yeah.
It's you know how many people around there with their phones out?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Also, I think Hezbollah is a very intelligent marketer.
Yeah.
And I think in his mind, he might have went, this would be 10 times funnier if I wore the helmet.
Yeah.
And now we're probably thinking, let's start with joking around. I'll pop your top off.
Yeah.
And we'll get it on my head.
Yeah.
That's everybody a better wins. Bit.
Yeah, way better. It's funny. All of the kicking and violence was pretend.
Yeah.
It was if he was trying to hurt him, he would like.
I've seen him throw real kicks. They are hard.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hezbollah, please don't let us down, dude. After we
got a lot riding on you, buddy.
A lot riding on Hezbollah.
Sheesh.
Should we do one more? We'll get out of here?
Yeah. Where you want to go?
Let's go to the. You want to go to the black faces? We already got too many heavy things.
Okay.
Let's go to the worship song.
Okay.
This guy rules, dude. This is a Gen Z, what was it, on TikTok?
Yeah.
Gen Z worship song.
Sing it with us.
Here we go.
Devil better get back. I'ma hit him with the blicky. Cause he don't know me like that.
I don't know what blicky
Devil
is.
Devil better get back. Cause I got God with me. Straight facts, no cap.
Straight facts, no cap.
He gon' do it again. Trying to make your boy sin. But the devil ain't got no riz, no. He's bringing me down. Devil ain't clean since day one. Yeah, the devil ain't got no riz. Devil's been lame since day one.
I'm into it.
The devil ain't got no riz. Cause the devil been lame since day one. On God.
On God.
Oh, he's been lame since day one.
But the devil ain't got no riz is unbelievable.
None.
All I'm saying, run that back, dude.
Sure.
Gosh, it sounds I was having a little moment there.
Sure.
Just run the chorus back. Just play the chorus back, can you?
Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah. We know how he's bringing me down. Cause the devil been a link since day one. Yeah, the devil ain't got no riz. Devil been a link since day one. Yeah, the devil ain't got no riz. Devil been a link since day one. Bro, On God is wild. Oh, he's been lame. That's an unbelievable song. Since day one. Was there background?
He's going, I got the
wings. Hey, to wrap this episode up, if you are trying to attract people to your church for Easter, you say, hey, we're going to get a helicopter down here. That's going to cost us $20,000 plus candy, plus there's also insurance issues. Mm-hmm. Get this guy.
Yeah.
Get this guy for the open.
Yeah.
The devil ain't got no... what is it?
This
devil
is...
ain't got no riz. The devil's been lame since day one.
His name's Mitchell Ferguson.
If you're into country music, all you want to do is like you go, oh, I'm singing that one. I was singing this on the way home.
Yeah, he goes, Devil Ain't Got No Riz by Stephen Curtis Stratman.
Yes. That's unbelievable.
The Blicky's a gun, by
Top
the way.
Tier. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It Blicky. I have that in some of my songs. There's some in my pre-show. Now I know what a Blicky is.
There you
is.
Go. Now you know what it you're is. Hitting them with.
The devil's been lame since day one. I'm theologically,
yeah,
it lines up.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, the devil can't convince me.
Right.
Because
he's the lame.
He's got no riz.
Yeah.
He's got no person with riz can convince you to do anything.
Of course.
Saying the devil, I'm stronger than the devil because I got guys. The devil is lame. That is in the Bible.
Yep.
Theologically, that makes a lot more sense than some of these other songs.
This is sound.
Very theologically sound. This is literally the opposite of a Corey Asbury song. Okay. That's it.
Sorry, Corey.
Sorry. Come on, Corey. We love you. Net positive, everybody. We'll see you next week. Should we do the tour dates?
Yeah, hit your dates.
Yeah, let me hit the tour dates. We're going to, in the month of April, Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Athens, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Asheville, North Carolina, Kansas City, two shows, I believe. Month of May, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, Florida, two shows, Fort Myers, Florida, Fort Collins, Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado, Boise, Idaho, two shows, both sold out, I believe. Louisville, Kentucky, in the month of June. Also, Washington, D.C., two shows. Salt Lake City, two shows. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Sacramento, California. Fresno, California. Thousand Oaks, California. Las Vegas, Nevada, in July. Rounding out the schedule, San Diego, California. Anaheim, California, two shows. And return to the home of the Amish. On 7/21, could possibly have a bowl cut. It's in range for 7/21.
Mark your calendars.
Come on out and see us. Net positive. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.